Good evening, everyone. Federico here. And today, just a quick update. There's going to be, in just a couple of hours, at about 10:30 p.m. my time here in Italy, Apple is going to report their financial results for the second quarter of 2016. It's a Q2 2016 Apple earnings call day. And here at MacStories for really the past 5 or 6 years, maybe, I guess since the beginning, we've been reporting on every single Apple earnings call. And what we like to do, as you guys know, is Graham prepares a series of charts and with visualizations of the current Apple quarter compared to their history. And every 3 months, when it's time to prepare our coverage, what we do is two things. We save a draft on the website with placeholders for the results. So when the results come out, I usually wait for the press release to show up at 10:30, 10:31, and they're really precise with this stuff on Business Wire, which is this press release aggregator. And you can usually find the press release on Business Wire a couple of minutes ahead of the Apple PR website. So I always check that before going to the Apple PR webpage. So I see the numbers there and I fill in the placeholders on MacStories and I post the article. And that's the first part. The second part is Graham prepares a spreadsheet that I open with Excel, with Microsoft Office on my iPad, with a quick entry panel. And this quick entry panel is a little series of cells that I need to fill in with the actual revenue and unit numbers. This spreadsheet, the magic that Graham does, and I know that he loves this kind of stuff, the magic that Graham does behind the scenes is I only need to fill in the numbers as they appear in the Apple data sum. The data sum is a PDF that Apple includes with the press release. So I need to copy those numbers, put them into the quick entry, and just magically, I don't understand how this stuff works, I guess it's a bunch of formulas, magically they turn into charts and visualizations, you know, the line charts, the pie charts, all the crazy charts that Graham likes to do. So at that point, all I need to do is turn those charts into images, upload them to our CDN, and then include them on MacStories with an update to the article at the bottom. For the past few years, we've done about 7 to 10 charts each time Apple releases new financial results. This time, I kind of pushed Graham to do something a little more crazy. I told him, can we come up with new charts? Can we come up with new visualizations? And he was like, sure, let me think about it. And this morning, I got a message on Slack, and he's like, Federico, I came up with 26 charts in total, which basically turned into 27 because at the very last minute he had another idea. The guy's crazy. He lives in Australia. Well, Australians are kind of crazy and awesome. So I have 27 charts to put together. Thankfully, everything is done by the quick entry panel in the spreadsheet. I don't have to touch any of the formulas on any of that stuff. What I need to do is I need to upload them fast because I only have 25 minutes between the release going out on Business Wire and Apple PR and the actual earnings call starting at my 11 p.m. local time, which is 2 p.m. Pacific time. In those 25 minutes, I need to automate the process of getting those charts out of Excel, convert them to images, and, you know, put them on MacStories. What I do is I have a workflow. So I put Excel and workflow, the workflow app, in split view on my iPad Pro. I tap on a chart, I copy the chart to the clipboard, which copies it. This is such a great touch by Microsoft. It copies the chart as an image. So I have a workflow on the other side of the screen that gets the image, uploads it, gives me a link, and then basically puts together a list of links in a file, in a text file. So at the end, all I need to do is open this file. There's all the markdown image links ready for me. Copy, paste on MacStories, update, tweet it out, and it's done. So what I'm actually a little both scared and kind of excited about this time is that we have all of these new charts. They look fantastic. Graham has done a really terrific job in preparing these new charts. So will I have the time in 25 minutes for 27 charts? The process is fairly simple. It takes about 10 to 15 seconds to automate the conversion and uploading process of each image. Thank God for fiber connections. So I think I should be able to, in those 25 minutes, of course, I won't be looking at Twitter. And that's, you know, when analysts and Apple bloggers go crazy on Twitter before the earnings call. So if I keep focused, if I only take a look at Excel and workflow and then just care about the images, I ignore Twitter for 25 minutes, I should be able to do it. So that's kind of exciting. And we'll see how it goes. So make sure to check out McStories at, what is it? Two hours and 20 minutes, I think, for the first numbers and a little more for the actual charts. So that's about it for today's update. Take care. Ciao.